Within roughly 8 hours of taking his oath of office, President Donald Trump on Monday signed an order to withdraw the U.S. from the World Health Organization, WHO. Trump's executive order cited numerous reasons for pulling the U.S. out of the WHO, including the organization's mishandling of the COVID-19 pandemic and other global health crises, its failure to adopt urgently needed reforms, and its inability to demonstrate independence from the inappropriate political influence of WHO member states. The WHO also continues to demand unfairly onerous payments from the U.S., the order stated. China, with a population of 1.4 billion, has 300% of the population of the United States, yet contributes nearly 90% less to the WHO. Commenting on the news, Children's Health Defense, CHD, CEO Mary Holland told The Defender, "I applaud President Trump's decision to leave the World Health Organization. It hasn't been transparent, based on science, or serving the U.S. interest in public health. The World Health Organization is not a reformable institution. Its proposed pandemic treaty is a nightmare and would lead to more gain-of-function research and pandemics." Holland said she hopes the move will lead to a global reconsideration of how to handle public health and international crises. Public health physician and biotech consultant Dr. David Bell told The Defender, "Who needs a radical shakeup?" Bell, a former medical officer and scientist at the WHO, said the WHO needs a massive downsizing and to return to basic public health rather than the profit-driven false agenda of rising pandemic risk that WHO has embarked on. For instance, Bell criticized recent WHO efforts to push the mpox vaccine in Africa, diverting resources from addressing far more deadly health issues, such as malaria, malnutrition, tuberculosis, and HIV/AIDS. If WHO does not respond by a total reversal of direction and values, Bell said, then we should hope that this withdrawal goes forward and others join. Trump's move came as no surprise. As early as December 2023, his transition team was pushing for an exit from the WHO on day one of the new administration. U.S. law requires a one-year notice and the payment of any outstanding fees when the country withdraws from the WHO. That means the final full withdrawal will take effect in early 2026. Monday's executive order came as a follow-up to Trump's efforts during his first presidential term to withdraw from the WHO. In July 2020, Trump moved to officially withdraw the U.S. from the WHO by submitting a notice of withdrawal to the United Nations, UN, Secretary General. The withdrawal would have taken effect July 6, 2021. However, Trump lost the 2020 presidential election to Joe Biden, who on January 20, 2021, retracted Trump's withdrawal notification letter. Monday's executive order revoked Biden's letter. It also said the Secretary of State would immediately inform the UN Secretary General, again, of the U.S. intention to withdraw. The order also revoked another order Biden issued in January 2021 that called for a U.S. federal response to COVID-19 that included engaging with and strengthening the World Health Organization. U.S. government personnel or contractors working in any capacity with the WHO will be recalled and reassigned, the order stated. Investigative journalist Whitney Webb cautioned against reading too much into Trump's withdrawal from the WHO. She wrote in an X post, "To be fair, Trump also left the WHO in mid-2020 and then just redirected what was once WHO funding to the Gates-funded Gavi Vaccine Alliance. While leaving the WHO is positive, it is not the slam dunk summer advertising, especially considering Gates' recent comments on Trump's enthusiasm for his vaccine innovation proposals. To be fair, Trump also left the WHO in mid-2020 and then just redirected what was once WHO funding to the Gates-funded Gavi Vaccine Alliance. While leaving the WHO is positive, it is not the slam dunk summer advertising, especially considering Gates' recent comments on Trump's https://t.co/jk9m6itlu4. Whitney Webb, @_WhitneyWebb, January 21, 2025. U.S. is WHO's biggest funder. The U.S. is by far the WHO's largest financial backer, Reuters reported, providing roughly 18% of the organization's overall budget. The WHO's most recent budget, for 2024 to 2025, was $6.8 billion. The next largest state donor, when combining mandatory fees and voluntary contributions, is Germany, which provides around 3%, Reuters said. Germany's health minister today said that leaders in Berlin will try to talk Trump out of his decision. When asked about Trump's order, Hua Jiaquan, a spokesperson for China's foreign ministry, said today at a regular press briefing that the WHO's role in global health governance should be strengthened, not weakened. China will continue to support the WHO in fulfilling its responsibilities and deepen international public health cooperation, Jiaquan said. The WHO said in a statement that it regrets Trump's decision. We hope the United States will reconsider. WHO pandemic treaty would have a no binding force in U.S. Although the full withdrawal by the U.S. from the WHO won't take effect until January 2026, Monday's executive order said U.S. negotiations on a WHO-led pandemic treaty or amendments to the International Health Regulations, IHR, will cease immediately. Independent journalist James Roguski pointed out on Substack that there aren't any IHR negotiations underway. Negotiations on a pandemic treaty stopped last May when negotiators failed to agree by the May 24, 2024, deadline. Instead, member states on June 1, 2024, agreed to a smaller package of IHR amendments. WHO member states hope to finish negotiations on a pandemic treaty in May, according to Politico. Monday's order closes the door to the possibility that the U.S. might resume negotiations during the next year or implement the few IHR amendments passed last June. Trump's order stated, while withdrawal is in progress, the Secretary of State will cease negotiations on the WHO pandemic agreement and the amendments to the international health regulations, and actions taken to effectuate such agreement and amendments will have no binding force on the United States. Roguski said Trump should go further by issuing a letter that revokes the amendments the WHO adopted on June 1, 2024, and clarifies that the U.S. is also exiting the international health regulations. In May 2024, 22 state attorneys general said in a letter that they would refuse to comply with a WHO-led pandemic treaty or IHR amendments. They cited concerns about national sovereignty and civil liberties. Dutch attorney Mike Terhorst told The Defender she was delighted by Trump's announcement. Terhorst said that she and other international lawyers who worked to stop the WHO's power grab discovered that the U.S. delegation had been the key primary force behind the power grab. Trump also signs order to end government censorship. Other orders signed Monday include one that restores free speech and ends federal censorship of U.S. citizens. Over the last 4 years, the order said, the previous administration trampled free speech rights by censoring Americans' speech on online platforms, often by exerting substantial coercive pressure on third parties, such as social media companies, to moderate, deplatform, or otherwise suppress speech that the federal government did not approve. It continued, under the guise of combating misinformation, disinformation, and malinformation, the federal government infringed on the constitutionally protected speech rights of American citizens across the United States in a manner that advanced the government's preferred narrative about significant matters of public debate. Government censorship of speech is intolerable in a free society. That can't happen anymore, the order said. Citing the First Amendment, the order outlined what will now be the policy of the federal government when it comes to free speech. The government's job is to secure the right of the American people to engage in constitutionally protected speech. B. Ensure that no federal government officer, employee, or agent engages in or facilitates any conduct that would unconstitutionally abridge the free speech of any American citizen. C. Ensure that no taxpayer resources are used to engage in or facilitate any conduct that would unconstitutionally abridge the free speech of any American citizen. And D. Identify and take appropriate action to correct past misconduct by the federal government related to censorship of protected speech. No federal agency, department, or worker can use government resources for an activity that contradicts that job, the order said. The order also called on state attorneys general to investigate whether the Biden administration engaged in censorship of Americans' views. It directed them to write a report about its findings that includes recommendations for appropriate remedial actions to be taken based on the findings. It is unclear how the order may affect ongoing litigation related to federal censorship. That's because the order's final clause states that the order is not intended to, and does not, create any right or benefit, substantive or procedural, enforceable at law or in equity by any party against the United States, its departments, agencies, or entities, its officers, employees, or agents, or any other person. On January 6, CHD petitioned the Supreme Court to hear its case against Meta, the parent company of Facebook and Instagram. The record in CHD v. Meta, Holland said, clearly shows Facebook's close collaboration with the White House to censor vaccine-related speech, even pre-COVID. CHD General Counsel Kim Mack Rosenberg told the Defender she is certainly pleased to see the new administration take quick action to address the rampant censorship by the government over the past 4 years and to investigate governmental wrongdoing. However, Rosenberg said, CHD's censorship cases will continue. We have provided the courts with substantial evidence of wrongdoing by the government and by social media companies against CHD. The executive order, while a significant positive step, does not remedy the harms done to CHD, she added. Related articles in The Defender. Is Trump transition team pushing for WHO exit on day one? WHO approves first mpox vaccine for adults in Africa, then says babies can get it, too, despite no clinical trials. WHO passes a watered-down IHR amendments, plans to revisit pandemic treaty within a year. 22 AG oppose WHO pandemic treaty, citing threats to sovereignty and civil liberties. This article was updated to clarify that although there are no IHR negotiations underway, WHO member states plan to complete pandemic treaty negotiations this May.